Welcome to Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio, powered by The Barbershop. In this podcast, we'll bring you the latest insights and trends from industry leaders in advertising and marketing. Join us as we dive into discussions that shape the future of our industry.
So for our next short, sharp interview, we have Paul Barnard, who is UK Managing Director of Audience Project. Again, we've got a lot to cover, so let's crack straight into it. First of all, set the scene. Who are Audience Project and how do you help advertisers?
Yeah, nice to see everyone. Thanks for joining. So for those of you who don't know, Audience Project is a SaaS business. We offer independent cross-media measurement platform, which essentially, I suppose, our value is to help advertisers make more confident marketing decisions, understand how they can be more efficient at reaching an intended audience and effectively kind of maximising value.
So I've been working in media well over 20 years, and I think in that time I have constantly been hearing that the media marketplace is fragmenting or getting ever more increasing options, but it does feel like that has accelerated in more recent times. So can you explain to us how and why cross-media measurement is more important now than it ever has been?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be boring and say the same thing a lot of people say, is that, you know, the market, the ecosystem has exploded with change over the last few years. Yeah, I think if you look at cross-media, off reach and frequency, should I say, it's always been a bedrock of measurement since the dawn of time, really, I think. But more recently, it's become a lot more prevalent in terms of advertisers have got so many more choices of where to spend their money, their budgets. They need to kind of really get a steer on what actual value are these different platforms driving and how they kind of complement and compare with one another. So cross-media measurement is, you know, absolutely kind of pivotal in kind of achieving that insight.
So can you elaborate on the kind of proliferation of opportunities? I guess one of the most notable and most recent obvious expansions there is around digitally delivered TV platforms. So Netflix, who obviously are partner here, Prime, Disney Plus, all of those things. How has that growth accelerated the need for cross-media measurement?
Yeah, I think, you know, so the ecosystem's gone crazy, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, mainstream viewing, if we, you know, and I think let's take a step back, we've seen change across the whole ecosystem, but AV specifically, I think in recent times has seen more change than anyone else. You know, and mainstream viewing for decades has always been linear TV. It's what we've grown up and what we've known. The last decade or so, BVOD. But now these platforms you mentioned, Amazon Prime, Netflix, Disney Plus, and there's a lot more, have kind of widened the playing field for marketers, which is hugely exciting. But then also you've got to take into account all the online video that's now moving on to the main screen. So, for example, YouTube, we're seeing real growth in kind of adoption of YouTube on CTV. Then you've got OEMs, you've got the multitude of fast channels. You know, all of that is creating so much more noise and complexity. And that's not even mentioning social media, which is a huge part of media budgets. And I could sit here and name all the other digital mediums, but that'd be really boring to listen to. But there's so much.
I'd like to hope most people know them as well. Yeah.
But there's so much to kind of navigate and understand where to put your media budget.
So how does the measurement really help advertisers better understand and, I guess, importantly, navigate their way through that change?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our clients, they're excited by what's the new platforms and the new ways to advertise and market, but I think they've got somewhat of a headache in understanding actually what do these channels actually provide me? Am I just taking from Peter and giving to Paul? Where's the incremental reach? Where's the value in what we're buying rather than just being exciting and shiny and new? And I think that's where cross-media measurement helps because it gives you that centralised, independent view of how those different channels perform in terms of driving reach, reaching a desired audience, how they can provide optimal frequency. All of those things are kind of hugely important. But then when it gets really interesting, it's looking at that kind of media marketing plan view and looking at how those individual channels contribute to things like total deduplicated reach. Because essentially, you know, you're buying across lots of different video channels, you need to understand that you're reaching the optimum amount of eyeballs and not just hitting the same person twice or three or four or six times just across different platforms. So cross-media measurement really helps to kind of get that view, understand where is my money going to be spent most wisely.
And so on that point, efficiency of budget is obviously going to be really important for everybody. So how does the measurement really help advertisers understand and determine the most efficient routes to their budget across the channels?
I think what I'd like to say is that reach and frequency isn't just like a nice to have stat. And I think in more traditional digital times, reach has been forgotten by a lot of that part of the market, and it's a kind of tick box metric at the end. But you know, it's a really powerful tool to kind of help you evaluate and maximize your ad budget and understand, you know, how to shift and readjust your media investments to kind of get more bang for your buck, essentially. You know, I think there's a huge amount of money starting to shift between these new channels. For that to be done effectively and with confidence, marketers have to understand what these channels do. And like I said, in terms of delivering the desired audience, provide the best efficiency, accuracy, and ultimately return investment. But you know, and this is an absolutely shameless plug, but I'm going to do it anyway. But
that's what we're here.
At Audience Project, you know, we offer a kind of always-on approach to measurement, and what that means is our clients measure their campaigns in flight, and that means they can understand how their media campaigns are performing. They can optimize in flight, but also, I'd say more importantly, is help kind of plan long-term media investments based on that insight.
Well, so if you're going to shameless plug, I'm going to ask you for examples, which I think is fair. What examples have you got around how the measurement can sort of compare and complement each other in terms of reaching the target audience?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of avenues we could explore with that answer, but I think if we keep to the theme of AV, that's a really prevalent one for a lot of our clients at the moment. You know, as I said, budgets are shifting. They're looking to reach a younger audience, or a broader demographic away from linear. And we're seeing a lot of clients that are trying these different CTV or digital video, whatever your kind of terminology is, with their linear plan and understanding how they complement and compare. And what we do see is that digital TV, CTV does drive a younger audience for sure. And it can be complementary to that kind of linear TV schedule. But I think what's also really important is to understand not just the audience which can be reached, but also the scale, right? And I think cost efficiency is pivotal to that. So you need to go past just looking at the total impressions served, look at what's the unique reach, what's the campaign frequency. You know, they're really valuable data points that can help drive significant value in making sure you're maximizing your media budgets.
So in terms of maximizing and optimizing, sort of taking it back to the brands a bit, what are the key questions that the cross-media measurement, how does it answer those questions for advertisers, and how do those insights then contribute to the optimization of the investment?
Yeah, I think with any media measurement strategy, you need to have really clear, concise kind of KPIs. And I think when it comes to cross-media measurement, there's four questions that you need to answer, really. That's who is my campaign reaching? How many is it reaching? How often am I seeing them or reaching them? And arguably the most important, how do those various channels complement and compare and contrast to one another to kind of contribute to that overall goal? You know, I think if you can answer those questions, not just, you know, periodically, but consistently, then you can really get under the skin of how your media investments are performing. And that's where you can really start to kind of drive value.
And I guess there are two questions that I hear asked a lot from budgets and planners get asked a lot from their brands, I guess. So how can you sort of use the measurement to really understand how you can either reach more people with the same budget or reach the same amount of people with less budget, both of which seem to be kind of really common questions?
Yeah, we have this conversation pretty much daily in the office and with our clients, because they're one and the same, but they're very different at the same time. But I think there's two words that come to mind to answer that question. One is headroom, which I do always hear is a buzzword that's used a lot at the moment. And the second one would be wastage. I think when we talk about headroom, we're talking about using the data to understand what parts of my media plan has room for growth. So whether that's, you know, there's more reach that can be achieved from a certain platform, or we can tweak the frequency, whatever it may be. Again, to make sure you're kind of driving that ROI. But I think more importantly, maybe is wasted. So using that data to understand, okay, well, where's my diminishing returns here? Am I saturating my reach on this certain platform? Is this particular platform not hitting the right audience I'm looking to achieve? Is the frequency skewing too high? And I think wastage is arguably kind of, one of our advertisers says, if we can eliminate the 10% of worst performing media in every kind of campaign, we're making some really significant progress. So yeah, there's lots of different ways to look at it. You know, whether you're looking to reach more eyeballs with the same budget, or to reach the same eyeballs with less budget, you know, that's what cross media measurement can help you do.
Like you said, there are questions that are just asked so regularly, so I'm sure that's really helpful to lots of people. Last question. There is an argument that waiting for a universally accepted approach to cross-media measurement is actually unnecessary. Just crack on. What are your thoughts? Like, do you believe a comprehensive solution is already available for advertisers? Well, there'd be a lot of people in the room hoping that that is the case.
I mean, you're going to be surprised by my answer.
I
absolutely, there's no need to wait for a kind of a universally accepted, you know, approach to cross-media measurement. And I think, you know, these solutions are here today, and Audience Project is absolute living proof of that. You know, we've spent best part of 15 years building a really comprehensive platform which is utilized by some of the biggest advertisers and agencies in the world, you know, and then we've operated in kind of direct integrations with Amazon, with TikTok, with Netflix, we're accredited by Jix. I mean, this work is incredibly complex, incredibly difficult, and it takes a long time to do it. You know, I think, you know, if you're going to sit on your hands, for want of a better phrase, as an advertiser and wait for something that may or may not deliver what you want, or may not ever be delivered, I think you're leaving so much optimization and value on the table. So no, there's no need to wait.
You heard it here first. There's no need to wait, everyone. Thank you so much, Paul, and also Simon. Enjoy the rest of Advertising Week.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio. Stay connected with us on social media using the handle @AdvertisingWeek, and visit our website, europe.advertisingweek.com, for more exclusive content. This podcast was produced by Podcander, the audio conference solution.